I'm now joined by Lawson Head football coach Todd Dunn. And Coach Dunn, you have your offensive dream team nominee, Andrew Stevens. He is your senior quarterback. Can you tell us about him?
Andrew's probably one of the, and again, I always refuse to say, hey, he's the best this, but he's one of the best athletes overall that we've had walking the halls at Lawson High School. Just extremely strong, fast, smart, and he's a really good kid as well. The dilemma with him is, has always been for us, where to put him, because he could play linebacker, he could play receiver, he could play quarterback, he could play running back, and he kind of did a lot of those things for us this year. Kind of played most of the season at quarterback. Now in our system, he's going to run the ball as much as throw it or more. But and then later in the season, started putting Grant Thomas in at quarterback a little bit more and put him at the running back and to give him some more carries and a little bit different look. But just a special athlete. It's like I say, it's just a mix of strength, power, speed. You know, he can run through people, but he can also run around and make a miss. So you know, just the kind of kid that you don't have coming through your building very often.
We'll talk about the kid he is away from the football field, in the classroom, and in the community.
Well, he's just always been a super nice kid. I mean, you know, we pride ourselves, like I'm sure everybody else does, on having just really nice kids, and he's one of those. He doesn't have a big ego, because he could be one that struts around talking about how good he is, but I've never heard him do that. He's always looking for ways to get better. Like I say, kind of a friend to everybody, and probably as proud of him for that as anything is I don't think there's a kid walking our halls that would say, oh, I don't like that kid, he's a jerk or anything else. I mean, I think everybody really likes him.
All right, well, switching over to defense, Dylan Larson, a senior defensive lineman, is your defensive nominee for the Dream Team this year.
Well, Dylan's one of those success stories as far as just came from being an average player that we didn't know if he was ever going to make it, and turned himself into a really good football player that I think is even going to have the opportunity maybe to play at the next level on one side of the ball or the other. I mean, he's the strongest kid in our building. He and Andrew are really close together, but you know, he's just turned himself into an excellent athlete by getting in the weight room and living in there. And like I've always told everybody, I said, he's not just a big, strong kid. He moves really well. He's got great hands. I mean, he's just got really good athletic ability for a big guy. And he was huge for us this year because, you know, between him and our nose guard, Dalton Shanks, those two guys pretty much nailed it down in the middle. We didn't have very many teams that just ran it in the middle of our defense, and largely because of those guys. And you know, Dylan just did an excellent job of, he was usually playing our tackle, so he was on the outside of the guard, and they just couldn't run it in there. So that makes your defense a lot better. When you know you've just got to defend the edges, you don't have to worry about it inside. Makes those linebackers have an opportunity to run a little bit. So he was a huge part of our team, both offensively and defensively, as was Andrew.